Daily Rest, Monday, June 26th, 2023. This week's devotion theme is Old Testament Men of God. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" Exodus 3:11 from the NIV. Moses, unqualified. It has been said, God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Saul of Tarsus, the persecutor of Jesus' church. Simon Peter, the big talker turned coward. Jacob, the liar and deceiver. Elijah, the pessimist and complainer. All were decidedly unqualified to serve the God who lives in unapproachable light. Then there's Moses. At first glance, his resume might look somewhat impressive. After all, he did spend many years in Pharaoh's palace, where he received a first-class secular education. He also spent 40 years working as a shepherd in the Midian desert. Taking care of foolish, stubborn sheep can be useful preparation for watching over God's people. But let's not forget that Moses was a murderer. Was Moses qualified to serve the great I Am? Hardly. Moses had reason to say, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh?" But God doesn't call the qualified. He calls sinners like Saul and Moses, as well as you and me. It was Saul, Paul, who wrote, "But we have this treasure, the gospel, in jars of clay, to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." 2 Corinthians 4:7 NIV. In a remarkable way, God uses the fact that his servants are unqualified sinners. By using men like Moses, people are attracted to Jesus rather than the jars of clay, like you and me, who carry the Savior's message. But Paul also wrote, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Ephesians 2:10 NIV. God also qualifies the called. Go back to our list of unqualified men from the Bible. Recall how the Lord patiently honed, polished, and matured these men of God. Look at how God crafted the great apostle out of the proud, Jesus-hating Pharisee. Behold how God fashioned the bold law and gospel preacher, Peter, out of a man who at one time would not even defend his faith before a servant girl. See how God made the humble, compassionate, faithful prophet Moses out of a murderer. You and I are God's workmanship as well. In and of ourselves, we have nothing to offer God. But God gave us his Son so that we could receive eternal life as well as the grace to serve him. Lord, thank you for your tender mercy by which we are qualified to serve you now and forever. Amen. This daily devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. Our website is gethsemaneclc.org.